Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
After countless steps and more than a few miles, your dog drives you forward one last time to make that final climb. And as the rising sun peeks out from the horizon, you know, incredible happens here because it starts here with the fuel that makes it all possible, Pro Plan Sport. Discover advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours at ProPlanSport.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, everybody. What's going on? I'm Rob Cesternino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of October 12th, 2022, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, that's right. Welcome back to News AF. For our listeners listening on their new iPhone 14s, you may want to let your phone know that this is going to feel like a roller coaster ride, but do not call 911, okay? That's just how exciting News AF is. Back with us here today, he is Pickleball's top influencer. He is Father Nature, America's dad. Here he is. It's Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing great today. My iPhone 14 Plus Pro, I think is the full or Max Pro, Pro or Max. Something. Pro Max.
Plus Pro Mega. Mm-hmm.
Anytime I drive out of my neighborhood, it notifies me that my laptop has been left at my house.
Yes.
How do I change that? Why is it telling me that?
I think that so many people are forgetting their iPads and laptops places that now your phone Makes settings sense. Will just tell you, hey, you forgot something.
Yeah.
But it won't tell me if I leave a kid behind.
Or maybe they want you to take all your stuff with you all the time.
Oh.
More ways to track you.
Yeah, that's true too. Because you never know what device I'm going to be using. Cool. Well, that's been happening for me. And lots of stuff going on in the pickleball world. LeBron James bought a Major League Pickleball team not too long ago. Announced today that Tom Brady and Kim Clijsters bought a team. I interviewed Kim Clijsters on the official Major League Pickleball podcast, Inside Major League Pickleball, on Monday. Super fun. And even bigger announcements coming in the future. So I can't wait to reveal everything to the world through the medium of voice. But for now, we're going to reveal this week's top stories together with our friend, Vascular D, Danny Bryson, right?
Yeah, and I have not bought a team. Not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
Would you interview Danny if he bought a team, Tyson?
If he would allow it, yeah.
I would allow Tyson to interview me.
Tyson, how much interviewer, Danny?
I'm a great interviewer. I don't know. I think six figure, somewhere in the six figures.
Low six figure, ooh, high yeah, six figure?
I think
six
so.
Figures.
Mm. Yeah.
Interesting. I don't have six figures, but if I start saving now, maybe I can buy a team. The long, you know, if I live for a very long time.
Yeah.
How long? Because I think the price is going to go up. I don't think the price is going down.
I mean, so it's a great investment opportunity. Is that what you're saying? Oh, it could be. So get in now and make my millions or billions even. Mm-hmm. I saw this interview that Kevin Hart did with the owner of the Mavericks. Why can't I remember his
name?
Was
he in the cold tub? Mark Cuban?
Cuban. Yes. Mm-hmm. And they talked about how much he bought
cold as balls.
The Mavs for.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I guess that's what it's called. And how much it's worth now. So I imagine something similar could happen to me if I got in on the pickle game early.
Could we get a bunch of people together and then own a team?
Yes. An investment
would
group.
Would we get a luxury box?
Well, I mean, investment groups are already kind of what's purchasing the teams, but you need
clout.
Clout as well as cash. Mm.
Clout can't be purchased.
So we got to find somebody with enough clout to join.
To front the group.
We don't, we can't combine for enough clout.
I don't think so.
Oh man.
I mean, we're talking LeBron James. We're talking Tom Brady. Yeah. We're talking Gary V, Brene Brown. Mm-hmm. We need reach of tens of millions at the minimum.
We need Bezos.
Yeah.
And
Musk.
Boy.
Combined. Wow. That'd be the power couple.
Yeah.
It'd be a lot. Okay. All right. So we'll keep trying to see if we can add anybody to this, you know, investment party, but we'll see. Danny, how's your week been?
No, I was going over the news these last couple of days, and I started to notice a trend on my Google News feed.
Ooh. Yeah.
Every news story, even from respectable news sites, has to use a list. Like, 10 most interesting ways to cheat at chess using a vibrating device. A life hack shows the 5 most interesting ways to get your protein for the day. Like every article on my list, I mean, my list had a list. And I was just like really annoyed for like the past 2 days because of that.
Danny, it's tough to get attention. Like it used to be like your town had a newspaper and then they would just like send it to you. And you had to read it cover to cover because there was nothing else to look at.
Nothing else. Now I get my interest. They're like 10 reasons Putin might not last another year. Mm-hmm. 5 reasons the electorates does. You know, it's just like even like serious news stories have to use lists.
You got to fight for attention. Everybody is fighting for the eyeballs.
Well, and I watched that movie Jexy.
Oh,
and that's probably
what
made the list really stand out. Was that's kind of the joke job at the beginning, is he works compiling lists.
Okay. We talked about doing that for Nothing But Netflix, and then we didn't end up doing it because it's not a new movie. It's like a 2019 movie that just got on Netflix. Yeah. Would you recommend that we do it, Danny?
I'm only halfway through, but
it's only like an hour and 20 minutes.
I'm halfway through. It's not bad. It's just that's where I am. But it does talk about lists. So lists were on my mind, and then I began to see lists everywhere, and I'm sick and tired of lists. Mm-hmm. So let's try to avoid lists. Actually, I didn't see any list stories.
Well, we do have the top 6 most interesting news stories in the world today. Is that what we should call the episode?
Yes.
Yeah, but that's our list. Yeah, that actually is a great name.
People are going to be clicking nonstop. Yeah.
Click, 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 click. Get the clicks.
No, but you got to say something like the 6 stories that will make sure you're the most popular person at a party or something like that, because it has to have some kind of value to the individual reading the list, right?
Oh,
so
have you
6 things you need to know before you have another conversation?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Before you go to the water cooler to hydrate.
Right. Mm-hmm. Don't the number 3 is a good one. Yeah. You got to also like,
don't miss number 3.
Yeah.
The last one's a doozy. You wouldn't believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, sometimes. Thank you. Yes. That's always on the list.
On TikTok, they'll also like here are the 5 things, blah, 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 blah. And then they'll tell you 4, like subscribe to my channel to get number 1. Like, oh, come on, you don't even tell me in one video.
You bastards. Mm-hmm.
Or the ones where the page URL refreshes each time you click to the next one.
Oh,
so that they're actually getting 30 times the
traffic. My blood pressure going through the roof as that happens.
Yeah. Okay. The second that it takes me and the page refreshes to number two, I quit. I'm out.
Yeah.
You didn't get me anymore. You barely got me.
Danny, so maybe this is maybe how you want to sort of start to rebrand some of these mediocre amateur videos.
Mm-hmm.
No list videos.
Mm-hmm. 10 peaks I peaked on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I see. You mean go lean full in.
Yeah.
You got to lean full in.
Oh, man.
Top maybe, 10
maybe.
Ropes.
I have considered.
Don't climb without these or you'll be dead.
Yeah. I have considered titles like that. I just haven't executed on any of them. And now that I've seen Jexy and paid attention, I'm just listening too much. Okay. I can't handle it.
Top 10 fingers to not lose to frostbite. Mm-hmm.
Ranked.
That will be my first ranked one, Tyson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So we're talking about what's going on in the world of the internet. That's a great segue into our number one most interesting news story of the week. Check this out. Big news story today is that a voice synthesis company created a podcast where an AI Joe Rogan interviewed Steve Jobs, deceased Steve Jobs, in a fictional artificially intelligence created podcast.
Uh-huh. Is it the number one podcast in the world?
Would you like to listen to some of it?
Yes. Yes. Okay. That's what I was
so I listened to a bit of it before and I was like, okay, this is going to be fascinating because look, you know, lots of people have issues with Joe Rogan, but I felt like Steve Jobs from beyond the grave is now able, somebody they've synthesized all of the knowledge of Steve Jobs. And now we are able to really learn something about the human condition from the life achievements of Steve Jobs. And okay, maybe a flawed vessel in Joe Rogan, but what does Steve Jobs have to say?
Well,
he's going to berate people according to what I've heard.
Here's what I think. I think that they put this out and there's only two ways they can go. They created the voice soundalikes through AI. That's what's happening is they have the voices sound maybe similar, but what they either have to write the script for these voices or they're letting AI generate it themselves. And then you're just going to get craziness or nothing.
Things. Yeah, I think that it's closer to the second. Now, maybe you might say that, hey, that sounds like the average episode of the Joe Rogan podcast. Uh-huh. But here, let's just listen in. Give me a time. It's 19 minutes and 17 seconds long. Tyson, give me a time code.
1321.
1321. Okay, let's see what's going on with Joe Rogan and Steve Jobs. Okay, here we go.
Take this group and let's have them work on our brand management and let's have them work on pricing.
Yep.
If you want to give them something to do, they're brilliant at inventing new stuff. But that has nothing to do with running a company.
Do you feel there are any other companies that are similar to Apple?
I think that our culture is very unique and it's why I think people are excited to come here. And so I don't know if the same sort of thing would be successful anywhere else. But there are pockets of special efforts that you see in other companies where they have a small group that's on a crusade. Depends what they're on a crusade about. You see this at Microsoft. I think that the real trick is not to create a company. It's to create a movement.
Yeah.
movement of people who want to change the world. A company is just a company. You can work there.
So it seems it's I feel like a lot of like gibberish. I listened to like the first 5 minutes before and I was like, okay, my head is spinning. Like I feel like that nobody's saying anything. It is a lot of words.
Lots of words.
It is cool that it happened, no value. I guess.
Does that sound like Joe Rogan?
Well, that sounded that like Steve sound Jobs. Yeah. I mean, but voice wise, it sounds like them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So okay. I guess as podcasters, is this good news or bad news for us in that is the technology getting close enough so that we don't have to do the show anymore?
Well, we've talked about doing this for infinity just through AI.
Through AI.
Right? So hopefully this technology peaks right the day we die. Mm-hmm. And then we can carry on.
What will that matter, Danny, that we carry on just so that we're always remembered? Because Wouldn't it make more sense if like every Tuesday or Wednesday?
What if your
morning,
kids were getting paid for those podcasts in the future that the AI?
Sure, I guess that probably would matter, but I'll be dead, so I won't care. Mm-hmm. But what if we all just took a bros trip every Tuesday morning, let our AI voices manhandle the podcast? And then we reap all the sweet, sweet
rewards.
What if
rewards. It's better? What if it's better and people don't you want to come back?
What if it is better?
Yeah.
You want the AI now. This mm-hmm. is what you want now. So you can fake it.
Mm-hmm. Just if it's better.
Yeah.
It didn't sound better. Yes. I mean, it sounded like they could talk, but they didn't really say anything of value.
Mm-hmm. Although, whereas I mean, if you
we're
listen
gold
to,
constantly.
Yeah, but I mean, if you listen to Joe Rogan and Steve Jobs interviews from the past, that's like identical to what they do already. Like, we're not creating a company, we're creating a culture. That's exactly something Jobs would have said.
So I don't know if it like Google, like things that Steve Jobs has already said.
Yeah,
and
probably.
Then,
yeah, like, they went over all their, they went over a bunch of transcripts and audio from the past and plugged it into the AI. So it is pulling that information
like best
from.
Of. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Just like greatest hits and maybe misconstrued.
Yes. Okay, this comes to us from podcast.ai, which is a brand new podcast. And it does seem as though every week listeners can suggest topics or guests and hosts they want for future episodes. So there is a possibility that potentially there could be an episode of News AF produced by podcast.ai. And maybe we might have an incredible guest. I mean, that's the exciting part for me. What guest do we hope that we can get to interview in AI?
Well,
or someone, a seance. Mm-hmm, maybe we could bring one back from the dead.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what I think we need. We need someone from beyond the veil. It needs to be someone that's
Michael Jackson.
Could be no. Michael Jackson. It, mm-hmm. There's got to be somebody that hasn't died so long ago, because there's not going to be enough info on
you. Need a fresh body.
Danny,
we could
ask Michael Jackson a lot of tough questions.
That's true. He probably would evade them.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's three of us and only one of him.
Mm-hmm. We're limited to what? A person within the past 50 years? Unless we can summon ghosts. That's really, you need a ton mm-hmm. of audio content.
Why? Who do you want to talk to?
Oh, who is there?
Da Vinci?
If you go too far back, you're not getting a real person.
Palette,
you
know? Yeah. You're not getting a real palette of who they are.
Mm-hmm. Jessica Rabbit, Danny, the technology would exist.
There's, I know everything I need to know about Jessica Rabbit.
There's only one movie, yeah.
Mm-hmm. She's fake, guys. Mm-hmm. There's only one movie, but I feel like this will have real value 50 years from now, after people have exposed everything about themselves and the AI can really complete like a 3D image of that individual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Especially if our phones are always listening, then it's just like,
which they are.
Yeah. So now it's just like anything you've ever said is fair game all the time. And then you're getting like maybe the most honest podcast you've ever heard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just ask them not to turn it on until I've died.
Yeah. Yes. I agree.
No one wants to listen to Honest Dan.
Really? Going up a mountain in the freezing cold?
Now, there is some thought, maybe, could this be Joe Rogan propaganda? Because Steve Jobs tells Joe Rogan that he is a huge fan of the Joe Rogan Experience. That he tells, Steve How Jobs convenient. Tells the AI Joe Rogan, it's nice to sit back in the car and listen to you rant.
Well, at least AIs are cordial.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good sign.
I don't disagree that maybe Steve Jobs would enjoy some Joe Rogan rants.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. Now, it's also, I think this technology is actually very helpful for people who, if you don't like the Joe Rogan show, could the AI take out all the parts you don't like or change what Joe Rogan is saying to something you do like?
Ooh, that's
smart.
So
you can enjoy Joe Rogan and have him say things that you agree with.
But for an example here.
Yeah.
I don't particularly enjoy Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
But
yes.
Why would I have it changed to something I enjoy when I just would search out something I truly enjoy?
Because then you could feel like you're part, if you feel like you maybe have friends that like Joe Rogan. It's like, oh yeah, I like Joe Rogan too, that I got him to say all the things that I like.
Yeah. So I'm like, did you listen to the podcast where
maybe
he
you
was
like his voice, just, Tyson?
Where he talks about the challenge and has all the similar views that Tyson does about the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. I'm
yeah.
in.
Yeah. Maybe that's going to be what everybody's algorithm is. Oh, did you hear the Joe Rogan episode where he talked about pickleball and everything that was going on in Arizona?
Yeah.
I love it. Everyone's bubble just becomes smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
They are just like getting championed in every direction.
Surrounded by yes men all day long.
We get to all enjoy the same things, except that the things that are happening are catered to us.
Yeah, but then that's not going to make any sense unless everybody listens to the episode that's catered to me. I go to the water cooler on Monday morning and I'm like,
maybe,
guys, you catch that Joe Rogan podcast where he was talking about pickleball and he was being super progressive with a lot of stuff. It was really cool.
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, he didn't say I listened, but it was not that.
Yeah. Oh,
he
man.
He was talking about how much he hates pickleball.
Yeah. And that we should rescue animals from shelters. I was like, that's good, too.
Boy, Joe Rogan had such a great breakdown of the Jets game from this weekend and gave me all the best fantasy football sleepers to pick up. Oh, my God. One of the best Joe Rogan show I've ever heard.
Yeah.
But maybe he wears the same thing and everybody can sort of like comment on like, but what was this? What he was wearing?
Yeah.
Unless that might also be catered also. Maybe he wears like.
I think it would have to.
Yeah.
You're not going to stay tuned to a Jets breakdown of the game if he's wearing a Bills
Dolphins
jersey.
Shirt. Yeah.
Dolphins but the place to be able to switch out a person's voice is your navigation on your phone. Like Joe Rogan giving directions might be entertaining and everybody could enjoy that. But him delivering all of your beliefs to you every day and manipulating every speech and talk to suit your needs ideologically, that just doesn't work.
Yeah, there's already churches and stuff that kind of do that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I mean, this is just like, we're at the cutting edge here of like, we've got podcasts that are going to go on. I mean, like pretty soon, like we'll have like, you know, just whole like deep fake movies and TV shows. And dude, yeah.
Here's what we do.
Nothing's real.
Yeah. So this is what's going to be the future of podcasting. News AF gets released, it's announced on Spotify. People get a notification. You go in, it's like Spotify just introduced a new thing. You select the 10 things that you like. So you select your political affiliation, your religious affiliation, your gender, your age, your all of these things. And then it changes the episode.
Yeah. Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
To cater specifically to that demographic.
Yeah.
And so then you're getting.
So it really just boils down to the voice.
Yeah. Well, it's also going to be our takes on different things. It's like maybe you want to hear us like break down like maybe your local stories. Maybe you want to hear us just like maybe you could default setting to the most recent stories. Maybe you're listening to this episode 5 days from now and there's new things that happen.
Yeah. Or even it's taking the hour long episode and trimming out the stuff. Mm-hmm. That doesn't cater to that exact demographic of that person.
Mm-hmm.
There's some people where the entire episode would just start with Rob saying, "Welcome to News AF," and Tyson saying, "We did it, everybody." Mm-hmm. I mean, that would be
the front and the back. Some people,
just the front and the back.
Yeah,
but I mean, like us calling you Vascular D, that could be offensive to some people, and so that gets cut out. And
people who don't like good circulation,
exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
you need that vascularity for your muscles.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
And there's probably people that didn't like that we talked about this. And all we have to say is that the technology is coming.
Yeah.
It's coming.
We're coming.
Sit around and soon you'll be able to cut this out, but still hear our voices.
And it's only going
to
be a matter of time until there are news episodes about the things that you want to hear about.
Yeah. Just stay tuned.
Hang in there.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Steve Jobs, he just came off of a very highly publicized interview with Joe Rogan. Of course, he was the original inventor of the iPhone, which has just dropped the new iPhone 14. Tyson, I see a lot of commercials. You know, LeBron has so much going on between his basketball career and all of his entertainment ventures, taking on a pickleball team. And he's also, I see him like he's adamant that on these commercials that I watch, he's in the AT&T store and he's like, no, every person needs to have an iPhone 14. He will not be turned away.
Terrible message. Steve Jobs' own daughter said that the i14 was nothing special.
Oh, yeah. Well, Joe Rogan just talked to Steve Jobs and he said it was great.
No, but Joe Rogan swears by the Samsung Ultra.
Maybe that
he's
didn't come up.
He's taking pictures, zooming in on the moon, all that stuff.
This Joe Rogan uses an iPhone, Tyson. The Joe Rogan I listen to has an iPhone.
Okay.
This is the problem with the earlier story. See the conflict that it's caused? The fake Joe Rogan?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is what's going to happen to friendship all over. Like, mm-hmm. I heard he supported Samsung. I heard he supported i14. Well, LeBron James supports this. It's like... Mm-hmm. It's just going to get out of hand.
Yeah. Okay. Well, LeBron, he's saying that everybody's got to get an iPhone. If you watch football, you'll see LeBron a million times in the AT&T store, say buy the iPhone 14. But the iPhone 14, one of the big features they're promoting is that it has crash detection. If Danny falls off a mountain, okay, non-zero possibility. All right. That as Danny is the iPhone was like, okay, I am in free fall. Okay. I need to alert the authorities about this. And so that's one of these great features so that Danny's family and friends and next of kin will be alerted.
To find my phone and sell it so they can pay for the funeral.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's how much these phones cost.
Yeah.
I had a 2-year-old iPhone and I traded it for the newest one here that I have before me.
Yeah.
I have to say, it's the least exciting new phone I've ever gotten in my entire 20 years of owning cellular telephones.
Why? You haven't been in a crash yet, maybe.
I haven't been in a crash.
Yeah, that's true.
I leave the house. It notifies me that I left the house, that I left my laptop behind. That's fine.
Yeah.
But the pictures are supposedly better. I don't notice it. The always on screen. I had that with some of my earlier phones. There's just like, it's, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wireless charging, that's a thing of the past too. Who cares? None of it is exciting anymore.
Wow, Tyson. Okay. And now if you buy this phone, all it's going to do is make mistakes and dial 911 constantly until the boy who cried wolf sets in.
Yeah.
And then when you really need the help, you're like, this guy again.
Yeah.
On another roller coaster.
So yeah, that's what we're talking about. The iPhone 14 has crash detection, can tell that if you have been in some sort of an accident based on motion detection. However, this is creating havoc at amusement parks like the one in Kings Island, where we are seeing that the iPhone is calling 911 for people that are going on roller coasters.
Well, maybe
it's a preemptive call. Maybe they're worried about the heart condition
afterwards. Well, what I was thinking is I was like, this is a good way to test if a roller coaster is going to give you whiplash or not.
Mm-hmm.
So like cool. If the iPhone detection system goes off, you're like, oh, that was definitely bad for my spine and neck.
So Tyson, would that be a great way for like the Six Flags and the Magic Mountains of the world to be like, put signs up and sort of like in true like Nathan Fielder fashion, like do not go on this roller coaster if you have an iPhone 14. The iPhone 14 cannot handle this roller coaster.
Yeah, it could, or it could be like the iPhone 14 is so smart that it can tell you what's not, what, how much jarring is not good for your body.
Mm-hmm. You would think that they would be able to send out an update to the iPhone 14 to, if your GPS coordinates are in an amusement park on a roller coaster, yeah, to ignore the crash detection. However,
because then you get the one guy that crashes
his car into a roller coaster.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Or what if you are on the roller coaster that crashes?
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. That does.
By the way, I had
too.
My Samsung Note 2 called 911 all the time.
Mm-hmm. And what did you all say to 911?
Why?
Whenever it was in like a sweaty bike jersey or pocket.
Oh yeah.
Like, oh, you're just drowning.
Like, move around.
Yeah, it would just dial 911 and I'd pick up the phone and be like, hello? And like, all right, what's the emergency?
Sir, are you drowning? Like, yeah.
I'm very sweaty currently. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bring me a cloth.
Bring me a cloth.
And did you ever get in trouble for that?
I did actually get one very angry 911 dispatcher who seemed upset because, yeah, I think it was pretty common for that Samsung to also call 911.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So this is just going to make 911 people who have a tough job already even more frustrated.
So what did that person, that upset person, say to you?
I can't remember any of her words. I just remember her whole attitude, not being very much 911.
Do you think it was an AI attitude that the dispatch was like, anytime you get a call from an iPhone or a Samsung, we'll have AI dispatch, just be short with them.
Yeah.
I think I prefer AI dispatch. I'm sure she put a note next to my number, like, do not respond to this man's calls.
Yeah. You crushed Wolf too many times.
Should they replace the 911 dispatchers with AI? Like when you call up the bank and then it's like, hi, how may I help you?
Oh, for sure.
Like, stop it. You're not a real person. Like, I'm sorry. I didn't get that.
Press one.
How many stoplights do you see in this image?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Press one for English, plus two for German, plus three for Italian, plus four for Spanish, push five for Estonian, push six for Tagalog, press seven if you don't know your extension, press eight to listen to the menu again,
mm-hmm,
press nine if there's an emergency, press 10.
You have chosen nothing. Goodbye.
No.
Press 10 for an extreme emergency.
Yeah.
10, 10, 10, 10, 10.
Yeah.
And you push it and then it's like, connecting now. And then you just hear the phone.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Press star 12 if you'd like to hear this as Joe Rogan.
Yeah. I did call a number the other day, and at the end of doing all basically what we just described, it said goodbye.
Yeah.
And just hung up on me.
It's infuriating. Yes.
What are you going to do? They know that you can't do anything. Yeah.
Yeah. Or they're like, please tell us what you want help with. And you're like, I'd like to talk to an operator. And they said,
you have said nothing. Goodbye.
You would like to order a helicopter. You're like, no. And they're like, we do not understand. Please stay on the line for the menu.
Yep. Okay. So the feature is creating all sorts of problems. They're going to have to do something because, you got to keep these emergency dispatchers ready for the real crashes.
For the Samsung phones.
Well, especially if you're sneaking out from work to go ride roller coasters and 911 is calling your wife. You know, and she's like, well, he should be at work. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true. You're in big trouble.
Yeah. So Melissa Bauer is the director of emergency services for Warren County, which was dealing with these issues. I'm trying to see what state this is in. I can find that out in just a minute. She suggests that you should put your phone on airplane mode or do not disturb to prevent it from calling 911. But if my phone is on do not disturb and I crash, it's not going to call 911?
Sounds like it. You're safe.
Yeah.
What? No one would get hurt while putting their phone on do not disturb.
That's it? Like, I have to have my phone in a certain mode to have the crash detection work?
I mean, probably.
Mm-hmm.
But what they need to do is they just, on the roller coasters, they just need to be like, put your phone in airplane mode or it will call 911. This is how intense this roller coaster is.
Yeah. This is happening in Ohio, by the way. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about some interesting studies that have come out. Okay. Here's a study. Some, not so great news for us. Here we go. Because according to a new study from the Journal of Gerontology, Series A, mm-hmm. we all are subscribers. Right.
Yeah.
Right. What they found was that men age faster than women. Male bodies are as much as 4 biological years older than females the same age.
Is that
That's not fair?
Is that emotionally and everything, or just
I think
the bodies?
That's physically. Yeah.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't fair.
I think
fair.
Emotionally, probably. I think that the women are probably older.
So that means if they are 4 years older on average, is that when they die? Or is that like right now? Like if I'm 43, Rachel's 42, I look like
47.
47, mm-hmm. and she looks true to age, or I look 43, but she looks 38.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Good. That's an important question to have answered.
So I think as time goes on, the gap widened. It's apparently evident in younger men as early as in their 20s.
The balding. Yeah, with the balding and the receding hairlines and stuff.
Yep. They were looking at people in groups of 21 to 42 and then 50 to 76. And they found that a male sibling was approximately 1 year biologically older than his female counterpart at the same age.
What does that even mean? Like what they look at the mitochondria or whatever? And they're like, oh, look at these cells. Like chemically. I mean, how is this
they
not
can
biased?
Tell,
like
Danny.
Just looking at their face.
Scientists, bro. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but what scientific method are they using? What are they quantifying?
So there's something called an epigenetic clock that can use algorithms. Okay. Like the
and
one
it's
that
inside
the,
us.
Yeah, well, no, it's
there's a
I
clock
think it's,
inside me.
No, it's an algorithm that is used, I think, outside of the body. The same types of algorithms that create podcasts between Joe Rogan and
the
Steve
same
Jobs.
Company.
Yeah.
I've seen its work and I'm not impressed. Yes. So I don't know if I can trust this clock.
So they're able to look at a DNA methylation levels in a blood sample.
Okay, that sounds scientific. Now I'm worried.
And they look at factors such as body mass index, how much people smoked and drank. You guys are good. And then other factors to determine the speed of aging.
Jeez. Living in the fast lane, unintentionally.
And then also, like a coincidence or not, life expectancy for women, 81 years, men, 77.
Yeah, but I once saw that women age a certain amount according to every baby they have.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a similar study to this. I calculated that my mom should have died like 30 years ago. She had 11 kids. It just didn't make any sense. It was something like women lose 4 years per baby.
Yeah, but it also maybe like, it makes you stronger.
So yeah. But maybe your mom would have lived 285 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, is that what it is?
Yeah. And maybe it's not so much the like
what a bummer for
birthing
her.
The children. Yeah. I think maybe it's having them that takes the time off.
I know. Those virus, those like things just absorbing all of your precious
your energy.
Minerals and energies. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're just a host.
Like I know what it's done to me.
I don't believe this totally. I mean, it sounded scientific, DNA, whatever they were also mentioning, but there's so many factors that go into it. Genetics, diet, exercise.
Who looks older, you or your wife, Danny?
Well, I've always imagined that since she's way younger than me, I act like a age vampire and that I draw life from her, making her look older, but it helps me look younger.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
We stand side by side. That's the goal anyway. So yeah, we even out. We meet in the middle.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because there have been studies that an older man ages a woman or a study like that. So your spouse can also age you.
Is that also from this same publication?
Not from the same one and not using DNA. That's totally just like based on looks.
Okay.
All right. Mm-hmm. So we're talking about marriages. And so this is another study. And so this is one that luckily... I think that we don't have any problems here with this group, but a new study from another publication that we all get, the Archives of Sexual Behavior, that they found that people who are around other people who commit infidelity are more likely to cheat on their partner.
Totally makes sense. Mm-hmm. And now that we know this, once one of us has a problem, Our wife should podcast be worried over too. Mm-hmm. Oh. Like, yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah. Well, I think that's a truism. I think that there's a lot of people like, you know, that your partner finds out that people are getting split up and they may not want you to hang out with the person who is part of the split.
Or I thought you were going to say your partner hears that people are splitting up and then there's like,
oh, great idea.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Mm-hmm. I could get someone younger. Really? Is that an option?
Mm-hmm.
I did read this one. It was pretty detailed. The article.
This is on vice.com.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't quite follow how they did it, but it was a pretty small sample. And for all of the little experiments,
it was just the three guys in the office, and none of them had any past infidelity, and then one of them did, and then the other one did.
Bill cheated, so then Todd did, and then Tim was like, "Dude, why did that happen? That's totally evidence. Yeah. That's exactly it's infectious."
Well, it was an interesting study that they went to come away with these conclusions that hey, everybody's doing it, so. You might as well also cheat. They took undergraduate students who were in committed relationships over 4 months, and they had them watch two different videos. Okay. Not those kind of videos. Yeah. Okay, Danny. Okay. All right. The adult videos in, I guess it was like a news
mediocre
report.
Mediocre amateur.
Yes. Okay. The top 9 ways to use a guy's trip as an excuse to cheat. Yeah. And in the videos, one video said that they estimated 86% of relationships infidelity is present. 86%.
That's insanely high, but okay. Not the smartest undergraduates watching this video.
Then but also other group, what constitutes, we have to define a relationship.
Yeah, it was an emotional
cheating.
By the way,
cheating. No, Tyson, this video they're showing them and those stats, they've just made up for the purpose of this experiment.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but that's true. But also it's like, okay.
So, all right, so they told one group, 86%, look at this video, 86% of people are cheating in relationships. Then the other group, they showed them the video and said, 11% of the relationships had infidelity. Then this was where it gets a little wild. Okay. Then they had them, they had them write, they gave them an assignment, like write an essay.
Yeah. This was weird. I read the two things that were written. They had as examples. This gets weird.
Tyson, what do you think they did after that? After they showed them the two videos.
I mean, they probably wrote an essay.
Yeah, they wrote an essay. Well, but what do you think the essay is about?
Why they are going to why something
I feel like
along
you're getting
the lines
close. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, why they are not going to cheat.
No, you're in the right ballpark. They asked them to write about your sexual fantasy.
Okay.
That's a little interesting.
I'd love to have a written account of that. Just
well, if it's anonymous, though, what if it's anonymous?
I guess so.
Like my chemistry teacher in high school,
while you write it,
it's true. My chemistry teacher in high school had us all write down anonymously what religion we were.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that was a little weird.
Chemistry.
It didn't. Yeah. It was just his own experiment.
So.
Okay.
They had independent judges. Let's call them pervs. Read the fantasies, and they rated them on what, how much that there was a desire expressed to their current partners or alternative partners.
Do you think that they had these guys that were reading them? They were all calloused religious clergy who delved into this stuff all the time with people. Mm-hmm. So they're just like, these guys are probably the best for this. Mm-hmm.
This sounds like an experiment that was created to collect people's fantasies and put it in a well-binded
so that Joe Rogan can read them on a podcast.
Yeah, this was an experiment about fidelity. It was one about fantasy. Mm-hmm.
This is Pornhub.com figuring out what the people want.
Yeah. This was the writer's room. And so what they ultimately found was that there were different results. What they learned was that they said the study showed that learning about the prevalence of infidelity was high or low, that did not affect the participants' desire for their current partners, but different studies returned different results. There was a different study that had undergraduates who were in committed relationships, and the researchers exposed participants to an act of infidelity or another act of unethical behavior like cheating, and that did see an increase.
Look at them, leading them down the path to infidelity.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Watch this article. Now write your fantasies. Now we're going to expose you to an incident of cheating or infidelity.
Yeah.
This is so getting out of hand.
And then the last part of the study, they take everything from the fantasy and put you in a room with it.
To test you.
To test you.
Yeah. Why does this room have a swing in it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Is that a grizzly bear? Yeah.
Is that a buffet? Yeah. Is that a shrimp cocktail? Ed Whips?
Okay.
So perfect.
All right. So look, if you're around people that cheat, if your partner has friends that are cheating.
Time to
or if you've been recruited to do research on infidelity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Also beware.
Beware. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's talk about some otherworldly news also this week. Okay. We talked about, I think it was two episodes ago, we talked about how NASA had the mission to go see if they could move the asteroid. They had a direct hit on the asteroid, but it was not revealed at that time if the trajectory was changed, Tyson.
Uh-huh. And it's a disaster for Earth, right? I'm assuming that the trajectory has been pushed straight into the heart.
The good news is the good news and the good news is that they were able to change the trajectory of the asteroid. The other good news is that it does not appear to be on a collision course with the Earth.
They were not only able to change it, but by three times their estimate. So they changed the orbit by 30 minutes or near 30 minutes. And they had expected something like 10 minutes or less.
I think this is going to be bad for us in the future.
Yes,
there's some butterfly effect that we're not seeing right now, that moving that has altered the entire course of the universe.
Just like the drop of water on your hand.
Exactly.
Right?
Like Jurassic Park. Chaos theory.
Mm-hmm. Chaos theory.
Yeah. Well, I guess the fear is like, a pool table that now we've like hit this asteroid. And now is it going to like bank a different asteroid into the Earth or into the moon?
Or like the very first people are about to touch down on Mars. And then all of a sudden this asteroid smacks into the ship.
Smash into Mars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Or into Mars. Yeah.
So, all right. That is the good news that comes out of that research.
Thank
now.
Goodness.
There's another article that was posted, more of an opinion piece, and it raises an interesting question.
Let's hope.
Okay. And the interesting question is about what could happen when mankind makes first contact with a species from another planet. Obviously, it will be a momentous day in the history of humanity. But is it possible that discovery could result in a war amongst the humans?
100%. We fight over things that are dumber than first contact.
Mm-hmm.
First contact's huge. Who did they contact? Why did they contact them? What kind of information are they giving to the person they had first contact with?
Are they allies?
Mm-hmm. Which kind of religious affiliation does the first contact have? Which kind of beliefs are in conflict because of first contact? I mean, for sure people are fighting. The only hope is that you get first contact and then the aliens give you technology to defend yourself from those who didn't
That's
get
true.
First contact.
Do you don't think that maybe like when the aliens show up that maybe everybody will be on their best behavior? Like, guys, do not embarrass us in front of the aliens. Okay. This is a huge moment. You're
it's
embarrassing
too late.
Us.
Yeah. They've been watching our television they got within the solar system or whatever, however far it's gone by this time. So they know who they're dealing with. Right. And hopefully that'll give them some sense of how to make first contact. You know, they'll be able to soften the blow, but it would cause, without a doubt, conflict.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry.
Is there anything that we can do ahead of time, Danny?
Well, yeah, you can make people believe that first contact has already been made, kind of like,
You can be like, let's say I'm watching Danny's house. I see aliens go there And then I come in, I'm like, who was that, Danny? And you're like, nobody. I'm like, come on. And he's like, oh,
well, the government's already kind of doing it. They released TikTok.
Oh, they visited us.
Videos.
They already visited me. Yeah.
Yeah. They talk. We have proof, but not enough proof, just enough proof to maybe think it's real, but not enough proof to know for a fact that it's real. And if you keep talking about that so much and you kind of slowly, inch by inch, make it a reality, by the time the mothership lands, you'll be like, man, I've seen this movie a million times.
Yeah. So, I got bad news for these aliens too. That asteroid that's off balance is coming for them.
Right. They're like, we bring limitless energy and healthcare for all. And then all of a sudden, the asteroid that we nudge just punches a hole right through their ship.
It's like Independence Day or like even like Ender's Game, where the aliens are here. They're starting to improve life as the asteroid destroys their home planet. All of the aliens spontaneously combust into dust because they're all attached to the queen back on the home planet.
That's dark.
Sounds to me like you've already got the book written, Tyson.
Mm-hmm. I have the book written. Yeah.
Yeah.
Called Chaos Theory.
So the concern is that whatever nation in on Earth was able to make first contact, even if the alien civilization was far away, that nation, say Sweden, could become is now the most powerful nation on the planet overnight. And now there might be a lot of other nations that are pissed.
So I read a book.
Yes.
Buy up Swedish real estate now.
Well, who's got the most telescopes?
Possibly no.
And radios.
Yeah. I read a book called The Three Body Problem. It's written by a Chinese author. And it was the first time ever, this goes back like 5 years, that I had ever considered that the aliens would approach anyone other than America. That was the kind of world I lived in. Mm-hmm. I was like, why would they ever go anywhere? It's like, naturally you want to go to Washington, D.C. with your spaceship right away.
Coming straight to Washington, D.C.
Yes.
Yes. I think you got to just take swings at, if you're buying real estate to be in the nation where the aliens are, you just have to look at who has the most real estate.
Yeah.
So you definitely have to go with like, get something in China, get something in Russia. If there's any way to be part of the underwater nation of the seas, like
that's smart.
Yeah.
Dan, I think the best thing you could do is create an alien visitor center out there in the Midwest. Just a huge inviting landing pad, refreshments.
You mean Area 51?
Cool drinks. Yeah, it's kind of like Area 51, but but nicer. That's not very inviting. We want something like tropical gardens.
Tons water, of cornfields to create crop circles.
That's how they express themselves through cornfield art.
Yeah.
So I think if we did that, we really narrow down the chances of us being the ones who have first contact and putting us in a position of power.
By the way, Danny, I believe the Three Body Problem is being turned into a series for Netflix by the guys who did Game of Thrones. So I don't know if that is inspiring or uninspiring, but I think the book is finished.
I read the first two books and they were great. I think even President Obama was a fan. So lots of people like that book.
Okay.
If they make first contact with us, really the best diplomatic move they can make is to contact News AF, and then we'll spread out the information and smooth things
over. Are you volunteering as ambassador, Danny?
Depends on how much probing and how many orifices they need to enter. Tyson is volunteering.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tyson, could we get that pickleball team if we had the aliens as part of our group?
Yeah. 100%. And we should start actually getting the Instagram handles for the aliens ready so that they're not taken. So think of the name of any type. Just come up with alien names and start getting all those Instagram handles.
Again, that will only help us be the ones, a nice welcoming center in the Midwest, all of the handles for every social media account. I mean, we're so attractive as a first contact, but it's impossible to ignore.
Yeah. Danny, can you check Instagram real quick and see if Smlarg is taken yet?
The Smlargas?
It might have to be Smlarg 1.
S-M-L-A-R-G, Smlarg.
I guarantee if they came down here and couldn't get their own name as a handle, they would just turn around and leave.
They'd be furious.
They're like, I'm not taking underscore one. I'm not taking one. I mean, we are taking the smargs or we are leaving with all our tech.
What about, would you take real smarg if we got you verified?
The real smarg.
They're not putting up with that. No.
Okay.
Or the official smlarg. Yeah, you could go a lot of ways with that. Smlarg 69. That's okay. Smlarg, get here quick so we can get your handle.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business?
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Danny, are you ready to take us to make first contact this week with your bolt hole? Yes?
Yes, first contact.
Here we go. All right. No wars over who gets to get Danny's bolt hole. It's for everybody.
Yeah.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah. Boy, and if one of those alien spaceships crashes on the Earth, I just hope that they have the iPhone 14 turned on into active,
to alert us.
Not in spaceship mode.
Yeah. Not in spaceship mode.
I hope so too. So this article attracted my attention. There were lots of good articles this week, but they could have made a list out of this, but Yahoo News did not. They just had this article entitled The Rudest Things You Can Do in Someone Else's House.
Oh,
and I was drawn to it for obvious reasons, right? Don't want to be making any missteps, especially with the aliens coming. Maybe this is an article they could read. So I thought, how many of these things will I agree with? And I hope, luckily, I agreed with everything, right? Let me just give you a rundown. Things you should, the rudest things you can do in someone else's house. You guys tell me if you feel like this is appropriate.
Okay.
Touching and moving things.
Yeah, you can't do that.
Yeah.
Now this one's weird. Expecting a tour. And they actually had to write, don't demand a tour of someone's home. I mean, could you imagine going into someone's house? You've never been there. You've just walked in and you say, show me your house. I mean, it just seems like a weird thing to do, but don't
expect. I've been on house tours. I've been on house tours before, and I've also been places where you walk in and someone who walks in says, are you going to give us a tour? It's usually new houses.
That's weird.
Or very fancy houses.
Like the Covey house?
Like the Covey house.
Yeah, so don't expect a tour, but you know, if they offer, then agree. Because that's the other thing. I don't want to be offered a tour either. I'm not interested in your house unless it's got really cool stuff. Which it probably does.
Is there like a coded way to ask for a tour?
Yeah, I'm sure you could throw out hints like, oh, this is really interesting. I've never seen a house like this.
How far back does this go?
Yeah. Oh, this is an interesting room. What about the room that connects to it? Is it as interesting as this one?
And then you say that same line for them to get on to the next room.
But I'm assuming people only invite you to their house for a dinner party to show off their house, right? Why else would you invite people over if it wasn't to show off your cooking skills or your home? Another one is overstaying your welcome is not a problem I have. I always am the first one to leave without
saying goodbye. Looking for any reason to get out.
Yeah, the Irish
exit.
I won't
overstay, but I stay a while. I make sure I'm never the last to leave, though.
It says here in this article, if your host has changed into pajamas, it's probably a good sign you should go. And Liz's family,
depends what kind of party it is, Danny.
Yeah. Well, that's true. If it's a pajama party, then this doesn't apply. Mm-hmm. But I change into pajamas and Liz's family never leaves. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
maybe I should
just you in your garments or then. What?
Mm-hmm. No. Just I change out of my formal wear into sweats, mm-hmm. casual wear, slippers.
So let me tell you this. I bet if you just rolled in your garments, they'd
in my underwear, they yeah. would be. Yeah. Yeah. If mm-hmm. I was, that might help, but mm-hmm. no, that is a good one. Hiding a mess, meaning like if you break something or spill something on the floor, don't try to cover it up, like move the couch forward or whatever.
Yeah.
I've caught people doing that stuff before, dude.
Yeah, really? Yeah, this one.
Candy wrappers in the couch, and it's definitely not my kids because we didn't give them. Like, yeah,
this That's is the insane. One that I could see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see people doing this one more than almost any of the other ones, hiding a mess because it's embarrassing. Mm-hmm. You've been invited to this house, this beautiful home, and you've accidentally spilled something. I could see people concealing it.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. Snooping. Now, this one was interesting because in it, they say that people. Actually put marbles in their medicine cabinet so that when snoopers open it, the marbles fall on the floor and alert wow. everyone at the party that they've been snooping.
What is this, Home Alone?
That blew my mind.
Who's doing that?
I love that idea, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or just like a sign that says, that just says like, owner has been notified of you opening the cabinet.
Or just put like a webcam right in the medicine cabinet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sitting there. So as they open it, like a game cam, yeah. they'll open it, snaps a yeah. picture.
I think you could do like, they have these things where you could put them like on your window. Like if like somebody tries to break into your house, it's just like a stick on like alarm. That's super loud.
Yes. Yeah. Like this house protected.
That's better than marbles. By. Yeah.
I found this very Home Alone-y and also kind of genius. Can't even imagine the embarrassment for someone. Mm-hmm. Who opens this up, but just the pinging of the marbles. Never bring an uninvited plus one.
Okay.
Seems pretty common sense.
I've had that happen too, though, where you're like, why are they here?
Oh, they're yeah, they must wait in the car until the yeah. dinner party is mm-hmm. over.
I was yes. not alerted. And like I checked my iPhone, yours didn't automatically alert me that you had a uninvited plus one.
Mm-hmm. And I that would be a great that. iPhone feature.
Yeah.
Danny has brought an uninvited plus one. Yeah. And it alerts Tyson's phone.
Danny
sees like, in my calendar.
Yeah. Oh, I got to get out of here.
Did they include on the list to not bring pornographic magazines to your host's house like those kids used to do when you would have sleepovers? 12th, yeah.
Your 12th birthday? No, that was old school rules back in the 90s. That was acceptable. It's now 2022. It does say don't show up empty handed. So maybe a Hustler magazine might be welcome.
Vintage Hustler magazine from Danny's front yard hidden under the rocks.
Yeah. Yeah, there were some hidden under the rocks when we moved into that house. Mm-hmm. So don't show up empty-handed. That doesn't necessarily mean to bring a hustler, but you could bring, it says flowers or wine. And by the way, showing up empty-handed is something I have done to every dinner party I've ever been invited to. Mm-hmm. So this is...
Have you ever been invited back? Has there been like a dinner party that...
But
like,
I've never wanted to be invited back. So it really worked out in my favor.
Mm-hmm. Sure did.
Yeah.
Every time I moved and neighbors would invite us over, never, ever again were we invited.
Oh, no. And so, one and done?
It worked out great.
Yeah.
So, one and done.
Anyway, there are lots of other rules.
One and done to one and done.
Yeah, those are the ones that really stood out to me. I'm going to put marbles in my medicine cabinet, all of them from here on out, though.
I feel like it might be a cell phone. Like, yeah, you might get the one person that's snooping, but I kind of feel like that, especially if you have some sort of like countertop, like I just feel like that, like the marbles falling at a high distance is going to
damage.
It could damage.
Yeah, and that's their fault too. You come and you're like, oh my God, what did yeah. you do to my countertops? That's
yeah, you owe me. It's like, hey, you psychopath. Why'd you put marbles up in the
that's
medicine
where
chest?
I keep them.
I bumped into it.
Yeah.
Can I get your info so I can send you an invoice?
Mm-hmm. That's where we keep them. Leave. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So anyway, I know you guys get invited to dinner parties. Probably
I have
all
not.
The time.
I don't think I've ever been to a dinner party.
Well, now you know. Party like a real one. Mm-hmm. I've probably been invited a couple times. Yeah, I've been to a couple of real dinner parties, and Rachel's always in charge of bringing the gift.
Mm-hmm.
The worst part is when they want to play games.
Oh, what
have
game?
You never bet a murder mystery.
Oh, that sounds fun. Yeah. I would
that
like
is
that.
That's what.
Where they start suggesting to play games, that's when I go into their medicine cabinet and break marbles. You
bring your own marbles. Yeah.
Listen, so if you play like Jackbox games, that's super fun as a dinner party. There's these murder mystery games where you can like all have a role. That's a role playing dinner game. And that's actually not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you would like that, Danny.
Yeah. Let's get together. And that's the guy's trip.
Yeah, Danny's one Danny's one of those guys that he'll poo-poo on everything, but he's the first one to open his Christmas presents on Christmas morning.
Maybe. As you get older, Christmas presents lose their luster.
Sure, that's what you say, but like, I've heard you talk
my own
about
stuff.
Those.
Yeah.
I've heard you talk about the hopes and dreams you have for the gifts that come from your parents.
Mm-hmm.
No, the thing I'm excited for is first contact. That would be more exciting than every Christmas present combined.
Okay.
So as long as it's you, they contact Tyson and Probe.
Okay. So you don't want your parents to arrange that as your next Christmas gift.
If they could arrange that, that would be awesome.
Danny,
but no, I want them to arrange for your probing and I just get to, have first contact, second contact.
Yeah. But still, so you think that like we're going to go on like The View or something on Monday morning and it's going to be like, I'm here with Tyson Apostle, the first contact of the aliens, maybe, and his friend, Danny Bryson, who's
that
here
could be
for
the next AI podcast that we do. Danny and Tyson on The View will get to listen after they made first contact.
Talking about aliens.
That'd be awesome.
Probing me and Danny's friendship to me. That's Danny's like only there because he's
yeah. Well, no, because I'm there to keep you mentally intact.
Okay.
You know, I'm like your connection to the human world because they're using your body as a vessel to communicate.
Oh, so I have the aliens inside of me.
Still. Yeah, that's what I was trying to say with all the probing. So basically I'm there to just guide you and keep your human part intact as they use you.
I did not realize that they were going to stay inside me. I thought they were
going to
look around and be like, oh, this is how these humans are made. And then be like, okay, you're free to go. And also you're a friend of ours now. Do you have any other friends you'd like to bring on board that we won't probe? I'm like, oh, Danny. But just remember when we go to DC as our next stop and they ask you who first contact was, it was me, not Danny.
By the way, Tyson, having them inside you ages you 10 years.
Yeah. 10 years? So 10 years?
Yeah, there's a price to pay for being the host of them.
Well, I was just going to say that I hope that the aliens read the list of rules of things not to do when taking over a human host body.
Yeah, that's true.
The
they will know
things
if
you
they take
do.
Over Tyson's body. Yeah, they can tap into his memories and see this article and have
don't move anything and don't make a mess.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Wow. Well, what a great news AF this was this week.
Yeah, very informative.
Mm-hmm. For
welcome
sure.
World.
For sure.
Yeah.
Okay, Danny, what's coming up for you?
I got a video coming out tonight.
Oh.
On Mediocre Amateur.
What is it?
Just cranking those out. A mountain I can't pronounce in Switzerland called Munk. So yeah, it's pretty cool. And then I have the next episode is the Matterhorn, which everybody knows
from
Disneyland.
Yes.
Yeah. So yeah,
not the roller coaster that tells the police to come and save you.
And then I'm saving up my money to buy a pickleball team. So that's also
on the horizon
in the future. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to add that I did look to see, it's this time of year, it's spooky season. I feel like that we usually talk about the sexiest costumes of the year, but I didn't come across any unusually sexy Halloween costumes for 2022.
Yeah. These last couple of years have been kind of Halloween free. At least the Halloween news trends.
Maybe they've outdone themselves on the sexy front.
No, like sexy Jeffrey Dahmer or anything like that would be like, oh, that's odd that they made that a sexy costume.
Yeah. Usually that
sexy
does
Squid
exist.
Game.
So we'll see if that comes on my radar this week. We'll talk about it next week on Tuesday. Tyson, what's coming up for you?
I'm just trying at home to make my own sexy Jeffrey Dahmer costume mm-hmm. for the guys trip that we got coming up. Mm-hmm. And other than that,
boy, that if I show up for the murder mystery dinner party and you're dressed as sexy Jeffrey Dahmer, check, please. I'm out. Like, what's for dinner?
Yeah, it'll be all vegan. Mm-hmm. I have Survivor podcast coming up. I'm going to be talking with Jerry Manthe.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, that is fun. And then
your former tribe mate.
Yeah. On the Villains Tribe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then we will be just covering all the Major League Pickleball news that I got going on all the time. And that's about it for mm-hmm. me. So Pickleball, Survivor, News AF, that's the trifecta.
Big three. Okay. Yeah. And I got a lot of podcasts going on this week. I'm going to be talking about all of the CBS reality shows tonight. Survivor, The Real Love Boat, and The Amazing Race. And then also, we've been covering The Mole on Netflix. I think it's been pretty fun. I used to watch The Old Mole. Mm-hmm. And so we've been recapping the week of The Mole. We posted that on Monday night. And so new Mole episodes will drop on Friday. And we'll be back again on Monday night for another recap of The Mole, week number two. So check that out all on robhasawebsite.com. Thank you so much for watching News AF. We'll be back next week. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.